Okay, my friends. So today we're reading the very last story in our Pokemon Storybook Collection book. It's been a fun journey through these wonderful worlds to see these wonderful creatures, but it must come to an end, as all good things must do. So today's story is the last one in the book. It's called Mew's Mythical Journey. It was written by C.J. Nestor, and we're going to see who and what Mew is. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy. And what's your name? Do you have a name? Today's story is read by Mommy. And someone who sits next to her who is quiet. I don't know who it could be. But maybe we'll find out as we go through the story. What do you say? Yeah? Okay. This is Mew. And we can see Mew in the picture. It's kind of a soft pinky purpley color and has big blue eyes. It sort of looks like maybe a cat with a long tail. One of the most ancient, rare, and powerful Pokemon known as mythical Pokemon. To avoid being noticed, Mew can become invisible. However, Mew is curious about the other Pokemon it's heard about and excited to find new friends to play with. If Mew were to head deep into the forests of the Johto region, it would find Celebi. According to myths, Celebi is a sign that your future is going to be bright. It is a delightful start to any journey. I like Celebi. It looks like... Really? Let's see if it tells us that. Friends, I've just been discussing here with my quiet counterpart that there is something interesting about Mew. So let's see if the book tells us. But I also want to point out that Celebi reminds me of someone because it almost looks like he's wearing glasses. And one of my favorite people wears glasses. I'm not naming names, but it might be Philip. Now, Jirachi from the Hoenn region will grant your wish if you write it on one of its notes and sing it in a clear voice and wake it from its thousand-year sleep. Whoa. That sounds amazing. So it responds well to singers. Now, Hoopa from the Kalos region can summon anything it wants with the mythical power of its six rings. Long ago, part of Hoopa was locked away. It transforms from Hoopa confined to Hoopa unbound when its prison bottle is opened. Wow, that guy looks pretty grumpy. I don't know if I'd want to open him. Now,
open who?
This dude, he looks like got giant teeth there. I don't know, he looks kind of, he looks not so happy to me. What do you think? Do you think he looks happy? Yeah.
How many rings?
He's got arms. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 arms. And then I'm not sure how many rings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A ton of rings. 6, it says. Now, Meloetta might make a fascinating friend for Mew. Its voice is so beautiful, it can change the emotions of people or Pokemon. It's a great way to cheer up. Meloetta can change from Aria form to Pirouette form in battle. Now, Aria form is green and is super cute, and the Pirouette form is kind of got orange to it, right? It looks like it's wearing a basket on its head or something. If Mew looks for the Gracidia flower, it might find the mythical Pokemon Shaymin. Shaymin roams the fields, clearing the air and making everyone around feel content. It gains the power of flight in its sky form when the Gracidia flower blooms. It looks so cute, like some kind of little white fluffy puppy dog with big pink flowers in its ears. Right? Isn't that how you describe it? Okay. deep underwater, Mew could find Manaphy and Fione. Manaphy possesses the power to form close bonds with any Pokemon. What an impressive talent. Fione loves to travel, floating to different places in the warm ocean waters until it eventually drifts back home. If Mew floats to the shores of Unova, it might find Keldeo. When Keldeo is filled with resolve, it transforms into its resolute form. This mythical Pokemon travels the world at super speed, racing along the beaches and riverbanks. It has seen so much of the Pokemon world. It looks, okay, how would you describe that? It looks like a unicorn, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe like a purple and red and cream colored unicorn. Victini can also be found in the Unova region. It can bring victory in any kind of competition. It can even share its unlimited energy. I'm going to say Victini is probably some kind of toddler because it has unlimited energy. Now, on its journey, Mew would want to avoid the territory of the mythical Pokemon Darkrai, found in the Sinnoh region. Darkrai is said to send intruders into a deep sleep full of terrible nightmares. Yikes! Marshadow can be found hiding in the shadows of the Alola region. It likes to hide near people and Pokemon, mimicking their movements. It is so good at hiding, its existence is thought to just be rumor. When angered, it becomes Zenith Marshadow. But boy, I think I would avoid that guy too, since he looks a little troublemaker. Now, Magearna and Genesect have been around people for a long time. Magearna was made centuries ago, so it would be able to introduce Mew to a lot of friends. Because Genesect is 300 million years old, it could introduce Mew to even more friends. Mew could go up the mountains of Kalos, where it could find Volcanion. This mythical Pokemon shoots super hot steam out of its arms and on its back and uses the clouds of water vapor to make its escape. And it prefers to live far away from people. Okay. Diancie, another mythical Pokemon from Kalos, could be a good friend for Mew. Diancie has the power to make diamonds out of thin air. It is said that when the Pokemon Carbink transforms into a Diancie, it is the most beautiful sight in the world. And wowzers, she's so cute. She's got little pink diamonds sticking out of her. I kind of like her. Is it possible that another potential great friend for Mew comes not from this world, but from outer space? Deoxys is a powerful Pokemon that was formed when a virus fell from space. It is a one-of-a-kind mythical Pokemon that can change its shape at will, and it has lots of different forms. It has, of course, its normal form, but it has an attack form, a defense form, and a speed form, and they all look different. And of course, we can't forget Arceus. According to the myths of the Sinnoh region, Arceus emerged from an egg and then shaped the world and everything in it. So even if Arceus isn't a perfect playmate, it could probably find one for Mew. With so many options, there's no limit to the number of friends Mew can make. And wow, my friends, what an awesome story. And what cool looking creatures. You'll have to go and get this book, my friends, so that you can see what they all look like. But as you know, I will post some pictures on my Instagram so you can see what some of these guys look like. And that, my dear friends, is the end. Have we ever decided who you are? No? You're just quiet. Today, he is my quiet counterpart. And that is the end.